and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge once again found the DACA program illegal, but that federal judge in Texas kept existing protections in place. DACA is the Obama-era program that provides protection to some undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as children. Means DACA is likely going to be decided by the Supreme Court. Workers at the big three car makers could go on strike Thursday. That's the deadline for a new deal with the United Auto Workers, and UAW President Sean Fain said,
"We are preparing to strike these companies in a way they've never seen before."
He said for the first time, workers could strike all three, Ford, GM, and Stellantis at the same time. Tactical teams took escaped murderer Danilo Cavalcante back into custody in southeast Pennsylvania after he spent nearly 2 weeks on the run. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed full and unconditional support for Vladimir Putin as the two met in eastern Russia. This is ABC News. A Senate briefing on artificial intelligence had members of both parties expressing their worries about the emerging technologies. ABC Stephen Portnoy says executives were also in attendance.
The closed-door forum for senators drew Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, the head of the company behind ChatGPT, and Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
It was very civilized discussion, actually. Among some of the smartest people in the world.
Musk, who last year bought Twitter, says he worries about AI targeting humans.
The question is really one of civilizational risk.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who organized the session to educate his colleagues, says a bipartisan consensus is emerging. It might soon be time for a law. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
A teenage driver was taken into custody in Orange County, California, charged with intentionally striking three bicyclists last weekend, killing one. Authorities say they made the arrest after they found the suspect's vehicle in Huntington Beach. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a week. Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic. A big hump day Wednesday. Getting ready to go on the road with you, my little buddy. You ready to travel?
Absolutely, Crudy. Happy hump day to you. Nick, working the board, getting all the sound for us today. Thank you, young man. Our fair audience, great to be with you all.
Dominic, there are a few different directions we could lead today, but yeah. I feel a little disillusioned. I was hopeful. I was a little optimistic even on yesterday's big show. This legislative proposal by Robin Foss, I wanted to believe. I still want to believe that perhaps there's good governance out there in the foreseeable future. But now I feel a little crestfallen. I feel a little crestfallen. First and foremost, I did see Governor Tony Evers using the former Twitter as a platform to put his statement. We read his statement at length yesterday. We're not going to reread it. But effectively, the governor said, you know, I'm never going to sign off on legislative maps that the assembly or, you know, the legislature gets to then sign off on. Who draws them? Who picks them? Right? That was Tony's big contention. The legislature gets to pick the appointees in the drawers of the map. Now, still feeling a little optimistic this morning when I woke up, Dom. Changed readily, but I see on the former Twitter, Robin Voss effectively tweeting at Tony Evers today saying, a modest amendment to our legislative proposal, and we can solve that problem for you. Then are you going to take us up on our offer, Governor Evers? And I was still thinking, wow, damn. Maybe there's something to it, Dom. Maybe this is a real offer. Maybe.
Maybe? What?
And then my understanding is we're back to talking about impeachment. We're back to threatening a Supreme Court justice if she will not recuse from the case. Now, I see a few of the conservatives saying, well, Voss offered you an off-ramp, Democrats. offered you a concession of sorts.
An off-ramp? It's not the Democrats that need the off-ramp. Man, I don't know if the Republicans realize what side of this equation they are on. If they had no issues, if their phones weren't ringing off the frickin' hook, you think Robin Voss would even be doing anything about this?
Well, technically, it was Rick Essenberg that had put that tweet out there. I want to give proper attribution where attribution due. Here is what specifically Essenberg said. Even if you think the GOP drew maps with too much GOP advantage, more than the natural advantage they clearly have, and even if you think there's a way for courts to decide how much is too much, something that SCOTUS has tried and failed to do for 50 years, pronouncing Voss's plan DOA gives the game away. They meaning Evers and the Democrats, I guess, want maps that gerrymander away the GOP's natural advantage stemming from differing concentration of Dem and GOP voters. The LRB won't give it to them. They think the court will, but under our Constitution, that isn't its role, election victory or not. And Essenberg had more. This is a Twitter stream. Effectively, he also said, you know, take the off-ramp, Dems. Take the concession from Voss. And I saw another one, which I think is probably from a satire account. It was Hunter Biden, shirtless Hunter Biden, with a woman and the breaking news. Newly leaked Hunter Biden laptop photo reveals mysterious Russian prostitute. And I swear to God, it's Melania. Just saying. Oh, so consider what's out there on the Twitterverse.
Wow. Yes. Well,
you know that I think someone has perhaps photoshopped Melania as a young model and with Hunter. So, you know, when I go to the Twitter or the formerly known as Twitter, I'm a little nervous as quoting that as a source. But again,
it's a distribution. You know, you got to click through to something else.
Well, I was hopeful, Dom, and I would point out, you remember the former governor here in the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, I think his name.
Vaguely.
Just a few days ago, Scott Walker went to a post, and he posted, and here's what Walker said at that time. Liberals love to claim gerrymandering without credible evidence. Again, Scott Walker, the source of this, the guy that signed the original gerrymander into law. Wisconsin is a competitive state because of a high concentration of Dem votes in Madison and Milwaukee. Legislative maps that are evenly drawn keep communities of interest intact and uphold the Voting Rights Act, follow overall voting trends, saying they are rigged, ignores the facts, says Scott Walker, a guy who's known to have a loose relationship with the truth. And I heard this, Dom, being repeated through the assertions of a right-wing talk radio host today. He was out there blabbing, and I specifically mean Dan O'Donnell. And I don't know if you know, but Dan O'Donnell is the king of talk radio these days. I thought it was Belling. But Dan's probably got a more significant audience at WISN, and he simulcast, unlike Belling, right here in Madison on WIBA. And he's, you know, the crown prince, the heir apparent to Mark Belling in Milwaukee. And his numbers would suggest that lots of conspiracy-loving MAGA people, well, they tune in each and every morning for a healthy dose of Dan O'Donnell. And when I started getting trouble, Dom, was the fact that Dan O'Donnell is out there today at this very, well, this morning, defending the maps. They are not rigged. He very much took the very same argument as the gubernator, former gubernator, Scotty Wanker. And it's effectively, well, we're super cool. We're Republicans and people like us more all around the state of Wisconsin. And you loser Democrats, you all associate with one another in Dane and Milwaukee County. You pack yourselves together. That's not our fault that our, you know, opinions are more popular outstate and you've abandoned working class, blue collar unions, white, you know, white working class stiffs out in the outstate. They used to be blue, Dom. Well, they're not anymore. Now they're Trumpsters, according to Dan O'Donnell. And then Dan made a kind of a bold claim, Dom. First and foremost, he called any liberals too chicken to debate him on the radio.
Oh, God.
And, you know, he did call out one liberal by name. Well, not by name, but by reputation. And I'd like to do so as well. He said, well, there's only one liberal that consistently calls my show. And he said, it's that grumpy guy from Oconomowoc. And I'm like, Bill, his name is Bill. Give Bill credit where credit is due. Bill from Oconomowoc is probably the Bill he's referencing, the lefty that occasionally calls in and makes a thoughtful plea on behalf of reasonableness and thoughtfulness. Well, Dan caught me listening to him this morning, and he put out that challenge and effectively said, none of you liberals got the stones. And I felt like I have those stones. I am willing to have this public
debate. Took it as a personal challenge, Crudy.
I did, in fact. I did, Don. I felt challenged. I felt compelled to call the number. And as I was fortunately just pulling into the parking garage, I mean, the timing impeccable. You know, he made this challenge thinking, well, no one listens. You know, no lefty, no self-righteous libtard would possibly call up and take on the undefeatable Dan O'Donnell on Dan O'Donnell's show. And I thought I would take on that challenge. First and foremost, let's hear. And I would lay out a similar challenge. And I regret already. I see CJ said the queue, and I already regret saying this. But here was the challenge. Let's hear Dan tell it. We'll lay out the ground rules, and then we'll play out the sound, because I played along, Don. I became the Don Quixote of lost causes on behalf of trying to explain and defend and clarify and perhaps even quote a source or two that, in fact, the maps may be rigged here in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, I think it's provable because I got it on pretty good source. They are. But anyways, Dan set the ground rules, Tom, because, you know, we always like to play by the rules around here. Isn't that what we do? Aren't we known for, you know, always staying within the velvet ropes?
Sure, man.
Playing by the rules. So let's play the rules of the game, according to Dan O'Donnell, morning host on Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Play it for
them. Not a single Democrat has tried to call in because they have been saying the exact same thing. The maps are rigged. It's a partisan gerrymander for 13 years now. 13 years, and I can't get a single Democrat to make that case to somebody who might be able to push back and to provide a counter argument. Call in. Say you want to debate Dan. You get a minute. Uninterrupted. You can say whatever you want. You can reveal yourself to be a buffoon and just scream obscenities in the microphone like a Howard Stern fan. But remember, I get a minute to refute you. And if you do that, I'll probably spend that minute just making fun of you. Then you get 30 seconds to rebut me. I get 30 more seconds for a sur rebuttal if I think you're actually making good points. I'll give you another minute if time allows. Not one Democrat wants to do that.
Well, I would
not one, Crudy. Come on, man. You gonna let him talk to you like that?
Well, I did feel personally challenged. Me and Bill from Oconomowoc, man, we had to stand up and represent. Now, I don't know if Bill heard his clarion call, but I certainly felt like I was being called to action today, Dom. Yeah. I feel like we're being called to action tomorrow and for the next 3 weeks or more, going on the road with you. Tomorrow, we're going to be in Wausau. We're going to be partying in Marathon County, fella. We got Katie Rosenberg. She's the mayor of Wausau. We got Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio. We got lots of fine guests. And then Friday, we're partying at Loopy's, the tiki bar on the river in Chippewa Falls. It's Oktoberfest up there. We'll be celebrating as only the devils can. Join us at Loopy's. Come back, more devils.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense.
defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK, 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. 42 overnight, under clear skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55, overcast skies. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 47.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join this fine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Dom. Who's packing the family truckster?
I pack my own bag, Curdy. That's what the TSA tells me to do.
Always keep it within your views. Because someone might try to put something in your bag, though.
Hey, Curdy. Hey, you want to take this across the border for me real quick?
We're only crossing the border into Marathon County. I think you'll all be right, okay. Right. We're going to we'll be see. In Wausau tomorrow. Again, we've got a big show planned. Kyle Kilborn is a 7th CD, a congressional candidate. We're going to meet him tomorrow. Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio, one of Civic Media's own. Katie Rosenberg, the mayor of the fine city of Wausau, will be there tomorrow.
Nice, the mayor.
The mayor. And then...
Are we getting a key? Are we getting a key?
I haven't key requested... Well, oh. Define key.
Key to the city, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I haven't asked for a key to the city.
All right. Well, you know, I think they normally give it to you. I don't think it's something you ask for, like Trump's Nobel Peace Prize.
You'll be lucky if you get a key to the hotel tomorrow. And then Friday, as mentioned, we're going to be in Chippewa Falls. We're going to be partying and live broadcasting at the Loopies Bar and Grill, something like that. Tiki Bar. It's on the river. It's going to be a fun party place. And we're going to have Rebecca Cook. She's a 3rd congressional CD candidate. That's the one that Derek Van Orden currently holds down. And above and beyond that, we've got Pat Kreitlow. He's the host of Up North News. That's his neck of the woods. And we've got a couple of locals, young guy Caden Berg from the, I believe it's the Chippewa County Democratic Party, and a Mr. Swanhurst, who is more of our contemporary, Dom. He will join us in the 5 o'clock hour on Friday, and we'll have a good time. Good time will be had by most. And you better tune in because we're going to give you a reason to love different parts of the state of Wisconsin. And strategically, Dom, I assure you, there's a reason that Civic Media has radio stations in each and every one of the cities we will visit. And perhaps we'll lay that out for you, why they're important, like the 3rd CD and the 7th CD and Marathon County, the gateway to the north of Wisconsin. But back to our inferior.
I digress.
Down the dial opponent, Dan O'Donnell. He's out there talking trash. You know, this guy's a lawyer, air quotes, by trade. I only air quote it in that his license is now lapsed for failure to do continuing education, my understanding. I was never a lawyer, so, you know, no subs lapsing in my credentialing.
Hell, I didn't do the real estate CE, so what are you going
to
do?
Well, I used to be a broker. I could perform real estate law through contracts. Dan O'Donnell, he put out the challenge, man, said there wasn't a liberal that could hold the torch to him. Well,
there are no rigged maps. It's just better candidates and better ideas. O'Donnell apparently claims to be a believer of the Robin Voss philosophy on the maps.
Well, let's play Crudy calling in, and he gave me 1 minute, and I was pretty close to a minute. Here I am. My answer. Play it, cut two.
We actually have somebody who wants to debate me on whether or not the maps are rigged. Let's go to Mike in Madison. Mike, I applaud you. Thank you so much for joining me. You have got 1 minute, sir. Go ahead.
Well, good morning to you, Dan. The maps are rigged because former Republican, twice elected majority leader, Dale Schultz told me so. Dale Schultz was done defending the rigged maps. This was done off campus. It was done in secret. It was done with strategic purpose. And taken in cumulative, it certainly rigged the maps to the most partisan advantage of any state perhaps in the country. Dan, you know that mathematically these maps are only arrived at through very specific software and very determined partisan objective. And we've got new maps cooked in with the least changed. Those former objectives are already baked into the cake. And my source is Dale Schultz, Dan.
That was no more than a minute or two. He gave me a minute.
Man, you were good. No, you Boom! Were under a minute. By the time you started, it was 08. That was 05. Man, you were under a minute. Well done, sir.
Okay, so Dan took a minute for his response. I guess we got to play that as well, to be fair. Cut three.
Now I get a minute. I'm going to start by asking you, is Dale Schultz a judge? Just yes or no answer. No, he's not. Has Dale Schultz ever sat on any court of last resort, i.e. Wisconsin Supreme Court or State Supreme Court?
No, he's not.
So what you're relying on for your central argument is the opinion of one member of a state assembly, when in fact the United States Supreme Court, when directly asked whether or whether or not the Wisconsin maps were gerrymandered, repeatedly declined to do so. In fact, the Wisconsin maps did not rise to the level of a partisan gerrymander that the Supreme Court would get involved in. In fact, just recently, a year ago, the court again declined and actually found something very interesting. Do you know what maps were considered a partisan racial gerrymander? The very maps that Governor Evers put forth.
Well, that's what Dan says. I was given another 30 seconds. I think there's time for this. Let's play Crudy. I think I kept it close to 30. Cut four.
Now, sir, you get 30 seconds to rebut that. Go ahead.
Dan, I would say specifically the maps, the congressional maps used in the state of Wisconsin, are unconstitutional in their hubris, in their haste. The Republicans actually used inaccurate maps, tiger maps, the underlying maps to establish communities were inaccurate. How do I know it? The GAB laid it out. They had to make corrective actions to the unconstitutional gerrymander of the congressional maps in Wisconsin, Dan.
And that was also 28 seconds. So one more. We got time for one more. No, not time for one. If I hadn't talked so much, given so much of our valuable time to, what are we calling Dan O'Donnell? Right-wing commentator, pundit of least truthiness. Because Dan's a smart guy. And here's the problem. He uses that brain power for malfeasance.
Is Dan a judge? No, he's not.
Judge for yourself. Greatest show ever. Devil's Zip.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The head of the United Auto Workers says workers could walk off the job Thursday at a never-before-seen scale.
For the first time in our history, we may strike all three of the big three at once.
Sean Fain, referring to the big three of Ford, GM, and Stellantis, talks about a new contract have not resulted in an agreement. The legal fight continues over the Obama-era DACA program. Federal judge in Texas declared it illegal, but allowed the protections to remain in place for those who are still living in the U.S. under those protections after being brought to the U.S. as children. President Biden, with his first public comments on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's announcement of an impeachment inquiry, he told supporters in Virginia he has a job to do and is dealing with the issues that affect the American people. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledged full support for Russian President Vladimir Putin during their meeting in eastern Russia. This is ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Big, big Tuesday edition. If I could believe it, guess who doesn't believe it? This newest legislative proposition. We've been telling you about it. And Robin Voss has basically done a full 180, a flippy flop. Said, not only are we not going to impeach Janet Protasiewicz over the rigged maps, we're going to install an Iowa-style system, a very reasoned, thoughtful, pragmatic approach. And, you know, let our better ideas and our better candidates win. You know, who's skeptical, Dom? It's not just us. Governor Tony Evers. press release. Governor Evers blast latest GOP effort to interfere in Wisconsin elections by demanding legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers. So apparently Voss gets to pick who draws the maps. Now, if you'll bear with me, this just came out, so I'm going to have to make it readable on my little screen here, Dom. A quote, a legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated that they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, and fire on whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. Tony, a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Dateline Madison, Governor Tony Evers today blasted new legislation floated by Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature. I told you we hadn't seen it yet. To interfere, as it's described here, in Wisconsin's elections by passing legislation that ensures legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers for the state's redistricting process. Republicans who just announced the effort in the last few hours and without having held a public hearing or any other public consideration have indicated they intend to take up the legislation this week. Republicans' announcement today is just the latest in several years worth of efforts by Republicans to interfere in Wisconsin's elections. Today, unable to usurp control of the state elections or enact legislation, making it harder for eligible voters to cast their ballots due to Governor Evers' broad constitutional veto power, Republicans in the Wisconsin state legislature are now attempting to pass legislation to ensure legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers for legislative districts. Seems diabolical when you put it that way. Republicans' announcement today comes as Republicans are threatening to overturn an election by impeaching a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and are poised to illegally attempt to fire the state's election administrator as early as this week. The New York Times called Republicans' efforts in Wisconsin in the wake of the 2020 election an all-out assault on the state's election system that is broader and more forceful than that in any other state. Just this summer, top legislative Republicans attended the Republican Party of Wisconsin State Convention, where attendees were able to set up resolutions regarding topics such as abolishing the Wisconsin Elections Commission, putting the legislature in charge of certifying electors, preventing college students from voting on campus, and severely restricting early voting. Now, Republicans' new efforts today to ensure legislature picked and legislature approved map drawers is just the latest of years worth of efforts by Republicans to interfere with and control the outcome of Wisconsin's elections, which included, but are not limited to, holy schmoly, Dom, there's about a half a page list here. You got this? Got any of this?
I do not. Nope. Don't know
okay,
where you're reading.
Well, sorry, you know, I'm a great reader allotter, so bear with me, folks. Here are some of the bullet points.
What's the source, Michael? Where are you reading?
Governor Tony Evers' press release hit my inbox, Dom, at the Devil's Advocates Radio. Advancing legislation and litigation to make it harder for eligible Wisconsin voters to cast their ballots. Emboldening dangerous rhetoric towards Wisconsin elections officials, which has contributed to an environment in which local clerks and election officials have faced a rise in threats of violence. Delaying the confirmation of numerous gubernatorial appointments of experienced qualified Wisconsinites. Here's another one. Conspiring with political appointees to remain in their position past the expiration of their terms. See the emails from Fred Preen to Republican legislative leaders, right, Dom? Charging taxpayers more than $2.5 million for a sham investigation of the November 2020 election after numerous reviews confirmed there was no significant wrongdoing or fraud, vowing to launch impeachment proceedings against the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate before their elections had even occurred, pledging to dismantle the Republican-created bipartisan commission that oversees the state's elections, and final bullet point here, Dom, attempting to fire the head of the Wisconsin Elections Commission despite bipartisan support from the clerks and elected officials across the state, including sitting Republican lawmakers. That's no reason they can't get rid of Megan Wolf, Dom. Tony Evers. He doesn't believe it. He's very, very skeptical.
It's hard to. Once again, the reporting, the fine reporting, Molly Beck, Jesse Poyne at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Back in 2018, Robin Voss talking about the Iowa model of redistricting. Quote, "I guess I can never say never, but I certainly believe the current process is the best way because it's the most democratic." Asked on Tuesday what changed, Voss said he still believed these states' maps are fair. However, he said he believes having nonpartisan LRB staffers draw the state's maps would be in alignment with the state's constitution directive for the legislature. "Sometimes you have to listen and you change your mind," he continued, adding that while he prefers the current system, quote, "I think people want politicians who say I have an open mind to be persuaded." Yes, yes. Robin Voss. When, you know, he's changing his mind.
When has he ever been open-minded or persuaded? Except towards malfeasance, Tom. Now, there are some quotes from Governor Tony Evers. Do we care about the quotes, Tom? Do you want to hear from the governor on
this? Yeah, let's hear what the governor has to say. This is a pretty important topic. He is the current governor. Anything that comes up legislatively will go to his desk. Yes, I'd love to hear what he has to say.
Tony Evers, in a statement, says, "I support fair maps, and I agree with 63% of Wisconsinites who support maps being drawn by a nonpartisan commission rather than the legislature. This is an issue that I ran on. It's a promise I made to the people of our state, and I'm optimistic that we will not only finally secure fair maps, but that I will have an opportunity to enact legislation creating a nonpartisan redistricting commission in Wisconsin before my time as governor comes to an end." Now, I understand the suspicion, but I'm not sure why he's crapping on this legislative piece before he's probably seen it, Dom, but I read on. "I spent years fighting to do just that, even proposing similar measures, and Republicans rejected those efforts. Since then, Republicans have spent years and millions in taxpayer dollars working to overturn and undermine our elections, fueling baseless conspiracy theories, funding Gabelman's sham, air quotes, investigation, and passing even more gerrymandered maps than the ones we had before. Republicans spent the last several weeks threatening to impeach a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice and pushing radical plans to overthrow Wisconsin's election commission into chaos by attempting to illegally fire the elections administrator they approved with unanimous bipartisan support just a few years ago. Now, with the possibility that fair maps and nonpartisan redistricting may be coming to Wisconsin, whether they like it or not, Republicans are making a last-ditch effort to retain legislative control by having someone the legislature picked and the legislature approve draw Wisconsin maps." As Tony Evers says, "That's bogus, Ted." He literally says, "That is bogus." The legislature that has now repeatedly demonstrated they will not uphold basic tenets of our democracy and will bully, threaten, and fire on a whim anyone who happens to disagree with them cannot be trusted to appoint or oversee someone charged with drawing fair maps. And Evers says, "I'm not going to participate in enabling Republicans in the legislature to keep trying to use and abuse their power to control the outcome of our elections." So he concludes as thus, Tom. "The people, that's us, the people should get to choose their elected officials, not the other way around. Wisconsinites deserve a redistricting process that's free of partisanship and interference from politicians. And it's never been clearer that today's legislature cannot be trusted with that important responsibility." So saith Gubernator Tony Evers.
Crudy, it
looks seems like a harsh assessment, although I can understand his suspicions.
Well, let me lay it out for you just a little bit. I haven't gotten through it all, but the Wisconsin Legislative Reference Bureau, who, of course, Voss is recommending do this. Well, they have a memo to Robin Voss specifically about this nonpartisan redistricting in Iowa under their, as they call it, LRB 4349. So what they have is a side-by-side comparison, released today from the LRB of how Iowa works versus how this proposed legislation would work here in the state of Wisconsin.
Is it close? Are they similar or quite different?
I mean, there's six pages. There's a lot of words. I haven't gotten through it all. I just noticed it here. So it is out there. But there are, as I reference the advisory commissions, here's what the LRB says about this. Both Iowa law and LRB 4349 create a redistricting advisory commission to hold public hearings, report on map proposals, and perform other duties. The composition of the five-person commission is the same in both cases, four appointees designated respectively by the minority and majority leaders of each house in the legislature, and a chairperson selected by the four appointees. So that's how the advisory commission will be made up. Now, what I haven't seen on here is the specifics, right? The devil's in the details. Who's drawing the maps, right? Who's counting the votes?
Foley and Laudner? Voss gets to draw them. Foley and Laudner gets to sync them up, make sure they're super duper for Republican needs. And then you hand them over to the nonpartisan commission, Dom, and they get to consider them.
I mean, wouldn't the nonpartisan commission be, I mean, shouldn't they be the ones to decide? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to have this over at the LRB, maybe they would be the ones to decide who the map drawers may be. I mean, if this is why, if you're going to give it over to a nonpartisan legislative commission, a body like this, like the LRB, you should let them make all the decisions.
Well, some drawers are fairer than others, Dem, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, that must be the theory, or otherwise, why keep that as an available loophole? But let me ask you, as a baseline, let's say the LRB doesn't have final say on who draws the maps. Let's say it's appointments. But let's give them the benefit of the doubt. I give the benefit of the doubt to everyone on the Wisconsin Elections Commission, except you, Bob Spindell, because you're a fake elector. But the rest of them are acting in good faith. And they might be partisan appointees, but they're still human beings. And they still have their own character. And they're trying to be good human beings and do what's in the best interest of all Wisconsinites. And it's a tough job, right? Well, why would we presume less of these appointees? And I'm not sure in the face of this, and I got to tell you, if it's true, and obviously Tony Evers, like us, is very skeptical, but if this is true, if this is close, Robin Voss could be persuaded further to allow someone else to make the bipartisan appointments, right? If this is really the underlying intent, if Republicans aren't just giving us the shuck and the jive on this, we're very close to a huge breakthrough in bipartisan democracy, small d. So I'm not with the governor yet. I mean, I think this is a very harsh first assessment, perhaps deserved based on the tenor of how these Republicans have acted.
Well, the environment we have been living in for the last 15 years.
Sure. There's been some bad apples out there. You got to let them wreck the whole legislative piece. We don't know yet. We don't know.
We don't know it.
Now, I'll be right there with you, Tony, crapping on Robin Voss and these Republicans if there's no there. If this is not let's call it a meritorious piece of legislation. If this is not truly an effort to, you know, create bipartisan maps, fair maps, if this is just another workaround, I'll be right there with you, Tony. But I'm just a skosh optimistic at this moment. And also, we got some breaking news from the NFL. Didn't work out so well last night for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. That's the biggest story in Wisconsin today. Come back. Let's talk about it. 844-967-2789.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you, all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. 42 overnight, under clear skies, southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast skies. Temperatures near average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 46.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin Uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines. Offer your opinions at 844-967-2789.
Dom, three really big headlines today, at least. One, Robin Voss has rolled out a legislative piece, although the governor and the panelists here are a little skeptical. Now, our pal, Jeff, messaged me. Little gif of, you know, Lucy holding the football and Charlie Brown goes running. And then Lucy pulls the football.
Yeah.
And Jeff says, Crudy kind of looks like Charlie Brown. Robin Voss is going Lucy holding the football and Michael is taking it hook, line, and sinker.
I've rarely been accused of
naivete over here.
Come on, man.
A little skosh of optimism under the circumstances. Maybe they have seen the blowback. It's not just about the fair maps and the 63% of Wisconsinites that support them. It's also the alternative is what? Impeaching a Supreme Court justice and creating this sort of constitutional crisis? Is it so far-fetched that Robin Voss is, yeah, I know it's hard to say, but that Robin Voss has put out a reasonable piece of legislation? I know the governor had a harsh assessment. First take, his gut reaction, he's suspicious. I get that. But Robin Voss hasn't screwed me lately, so I'm being just a skosh optimistic. The glass is half full, perhaps.
Well, listen, if anything, certainly my skepticism, you know, lives without a doubt. What does give me a little hope is that this seems to be a direction away from that constitutional crisis you referred to. Now, we're not out of the woods, obviously. We have, I don't know, the details on this, and devil is in the details, not just the Devil's Advocates, but it's perhaps a different direction from the one we were barreling towards.
Well, Jeff also chides me, still messaging. Shiny objectism. That's like one of my made-up words. The thought process being that perhaps Robin Voss is just putting out this bait, right? This football. Yes. He's holding it there for us, but he's also distracting from the prior narrative. He's moving away from the impeachment thought. Or is he? Or is he just, you know, giving us a bait and switch? Shiny objectism. Well, I would tell you, whether it's true, and again, we've all been very skeptical since this news broke near the top of this show, but whether or not it's true, strategically, this is the biggest chess move I've seen in quite some time on the board. This could only perhaps be surpassed by, you know, an impeachment proceeding of a Supreme Court justice. It's a big move. Robin Voss and his pawns over there in the caucus, they made a big move today. Tony Evers came out very harshly against it. But if there is some there, if there is something to work with in this proposition, a nonpartisan plan set up by the Legislative Reference Bureau to draw fair maps in square and rectangle and contiguous compact districts, you know what? I'm willing to take that chance. Willing to take that chance.
Well, there's no downside, you know what I'm saying? And he gets to veto legislation anyway, right?
You mean Tony Evers? Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He has broad veto powers.
Yes, he does.
844-967-2789. You might say, we have broad veto powers too, Dom, because we can control the airwaves. But I can't quite get to the phones. There they are. 844-967-2789. Our pal from the leftist coast, Tom from LA. How you doing, Tom? What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that.
You live in a different state than us, Tom. I've been skeptical on that statement for a while under the gerrymandered maps here in Wisconsin, fella.
We do have money in politics, so that is probably the biggest problem. But the thing is, at the end of the day, we still all need to realize our own power and realize that we can actually make that change if we all do it collectively. Because that is the government.
But Tom, I suspect you called to talk about Aaron Rodgers' Achilles heel.
Well, that too. But do not trust these Republicans ever. I'm sorry, Crudy, on this one, there is no way this is Lucy in the football. This is a way for them to get some positive press. My God, they're trying to impeach Joe Biden for nothing on a national level. These are not people that you want to play ball with. I'll tell you, Ron Johnson, what did he say on your program? Oh, when Barack Obama was trying to put in a Supreme Court justice, sorry, elections have consequences. Therefore, you know, we can't have a Supreme Court justice go through. But when they had the majority, sorry, guys, elections have consequences. And because of that, you know, we can put someone through right away. So don't believe anything these people
yeah,
say.
But Tom, could there be the a...
I will agree with that.
I am not trying to be naive or unnecessarily optimistic, but could reality be kicking the Republican caucus's ass? Is it possible they've got some internal polling or something and they realize the positions they've taken are perhaps so unpopular that they could flip a gerrymandered map?
I think what happened is they got a lot of pushback on the impeachment of Justice Protasiewicz. So therefore they're trying to say, oh, we're trying, but look at the Dems. They're not working with us. So then basically they can say, you know, we tried and the Dems were not working with us is basically their strategy. I don't trust these guys at all. And as far as Aaron goes, you know, they're very, very similar to the Republican Party in that, you know, you need to have a strong infrastructure. You need to have a strong offensive line. Otherwise, that one domino can get hit and be done for a whole season and probably for a career-ending season. So,
you know, career-ending, says Tom.
The Republicans always think they have their, you know, their dictator. And because they have that dictator, that's all they need, rather than knowing that they need to have actually, or tax cuts, I guess, would be considered the dictator, because that's all they talk about. But they don't realize that they need to have infrastructure and the things behind them in order to for something to last, you know, for much longer than a year.
Tom, so, would you say the investment in real field turf instead of artificial turf, is that the sort of infrastructure investment you're talking about, sir? Because Bakhtiari pointed out they're pulling all this turf up for soccer, for the World Cup. They're pulling up all the AstroTurf. They don't play soccer on AstroTurf, but they let NFL players blow out their Achilles with frequency.
Yeah, I think that that has a lot of merit to it. Honestly, there's something about football playing on real grass. Rather than on artificial turf in the first place. I think that Bakhtiari is right in terms of what he said, but I also think that this is a little bit of karma coming back at Aaron.
Gotta cut you short, Tom. Appreciate your input. Come back. Hour two, the happier happy hour. Lots of breaking news.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
WLAK 1260 AM, Lake Air Amory.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic ABC Media app.
News.